ஓம் சாந்தி. குட் ஈவினிங் மை டியர் பிரதர்ஸ் அண்ட் சிஸ்டர்ஸ். ஃபார் திஸ் ஈவினிங் செஷன் வி ஹாவ் சூர்யாபாய் வித் அஸ் டு ஷேர் ஹிஸ் இன்சைட் இன் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஈசி ராஜ் யோகா அண்ட் யோகா பிராக்டிசஸ். ஹவு மெனி ஆஃப் அஸ் மீட்டிங் சூர்யாபாய் ஃபார் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைம்? கேன் யூ ப்ளீஸ் ரைஸ் யுவர் ஹேண்ட்? வெரி ஃபியூ சோல்ஸ். தேங்க் யூ. Like name Surya, which represents sun, in the same way Suryabhai has dedicated his entire life for this unlimited godly service. He came into Gyan in the year 1964 when he was just 14 years of age. Then he got dedicated for this Yajna in the year 1968, which is now more than 50 years of services. And Suryabhai, currently he is a kitchen in charge for all the three complex in Mount Abu and Rajasthan, Shanti One complex. And also his specialty is teaching this Raj Yoga meditation and experimentation with yoga practices and giving lectures in a simple and easy manner to various Brahmin souls and even for the non-BKs as well. And he is conducting various program in online as well, like Samadhan in Peace of Mind TV, as well as in the YouTube channel. There are so many classes he has given. With this, I request Brother Surya to enlighten us with this subject, Easy Raj Yoga Meditation. Thank you.
Om Shanti. In 2 days only, Baba was reminding us, you are the most fortunate souls in the world. Are you intoxicated of it? Do you accept it? Our elevated thoughts make us easy yogi. How many of you would like to become easy and great yogi, please? All? Oh, so world will change within a day. How many of you are satisfied with your yoga practice, please? Full end. Why? Yoga is our main subject. We have to make it interesting subject and entertaining subject. This is the only time in whole Kalpa when we can connect ourselves to Supreme and can receive energy, peace, pure energy, love, cooperation from Him. So we must talk to ourselves. This is the time to achieve highest fortune for whole Kalpa. What I do? Solitude and self-introspection, talking to the self. These two things are very important for a yogi person. Solitude. Actually, I can say solitude is the blessing or will give you blessing. In solitude, we can catch the intuitions which are coming from Baba. So make your mind that I have to spare some time for my own self. Normally, all human beings become so busy. They complain that they don't have time. But we all have time. We can check ourselves. If we avoid waste, we can spare at least 4 hours every day for self. Are you agree to it? A person is busy because of waste, because he or she doesn't know how to manage his life, how to manage his day, how to manage his work, how to manage the time, or how to manage the thoughts, manage the mind. If we learn this art, we can spare at least 4 hours for self. Through this Raj Yoga, Baba's words, I would remind you, they are very important for our life. If yoga is easy, life becomes easy. If yoga is easy, success will come behind us. Success will become easy for us. If yoga is easy, easily we can conquer Maya. All 5 vices, 10 vices, easily we can conquer them. Through yoga, we can empower our mind, we can divinize our intellect. So just for newcomers, I would say one important thing. Yoga will become easy if we create elevated thoughts in mind and practice visualization through our third eye intellect. Visualization is also most important practice. But creating thoughts in mind, it will make this hard subject into very easy. Some Brahmins, either they do the practice of visualization or they create thoughts only, incomplete practice. We have to use both our power, mind and intellect, in a successful practice of yoga. So just let us do one first practice. Red light, please. I am a soul, jewel of forehead, in Hindi mastak mani. Jewel of forehead, visualize yourself. Powerful vibrations are spreading out from me. I am self-sovereign, king of the self. I am the master of this body and sense organs. I am a powerful soul. This first practice of becoming soul conscious or bodiless, we have to practice. I would divide whole yoga subject in 4 parts, 4 practices. First practice is practice of soul consciousness. Second, practice of self-respect. Third, practice to see in everyone's forehead the soul. All our souls. This practice We have to practice to see all human beings. In their forehead, soul is sitting. And fourth practice, just to connect ourselves to Baba. When we have to connect ourselves to Baba, then first step of this practice is my Baba, Mera Baba. He is my Baba, my relative. Or in simple language, he is my daddy. My dad. You say dad? Dad. Daddy, then dad. Not that dad, but daddy. He is not dad, but he is our dad, our supreme father. Connect yourself. This loveful relationship. He belongs to me. He is my Baba. So feeling of right upon him. Most important thing. Right. I got right on him too. First and most beautiful thing. Whatever he has, it is for me. If he is almighty, his all powers are for me. If he is ocean of peace, his entire peace is for me. He is ocean of love, his whole love will come to me. Because he is my father, he is my teacher, my Sadguru, he is my friend. So have this good feeling. He belongs to me. First step. So, different practices of soul consciousness. And soul consciousness, actually the definition of soul consciousness is when soul becomes the embodiment of all seven qualities of soul, then soul is soul conscious. It doesn't mean that we have to repeat again and again, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. No. We have to imbibe all seven qualities. We can churn about them, can accept them. Acceptance is one another important thing for our life. I am a peaceful soul. Just accept it. I am peaceful. Peace is my nature. Anger is not my nature. I am peaceful. So just a practical approach. I would say to you all, Baba's great children, spare 10 minutes every day. And you can do this practice. Not forever, but just first for 21 days. Then again 21 days. Then again 21 days. Just 3 rounds. And sit in silence. Visualize yourself a soul here. And I am peaceful. Repeat it at least 3 times. Vibrations of peace are spreading out from me. I am happy soul. Accept it. Happiness is my nature. I am ever happy soul. I am absolutely pure. I am mindful, very powerful. Give 7 thoughts to yourself. And accept them. And create one powerful thought to, along with every quality, just as I am a peaceful soul, peace is my nature. Nothing of this world can disturb my peace. This powerful thought. because peace is my nature. I am supremely pure soul. Negative vibrations of the world, impurity of this world cannot disturb my purity. Purity is my real, original, true knowledge, nature. Give 10 minutes and train yourself like this. I am this, I am this. Keep visualizing the self. Now for just 2 minutes we will do this practice, red light. Again visualize yourself, a powerful soul. Accept first thought, I am peaceful. Vibrations of peace are going out from me and they are spreading in whole of my brain. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. I am full of love, loveful. I have the feeling of love and good wishes to entire world, to all souls of this world. I am supremely pure. Purity is my beauty. Purity is my nature. Golden rays of purity are spreading out from me, going to my brain. I am mindful. Visualize yourself. Red vibrations of might are spreading out from me. I am most powerful. I am Master Almighty. I am fearless. I am more powerful than Maya. Accept it. I am a soul, master of this body. Did you like it? Will you give 10 minutes every day to self? This tapasya. Simple. Creating thought and visualizing. Don't forget these two words. When we visualize any object, we are connected to that. When we visualize Shiv Baba, in soul world, we connect ourselves to Him and His entire energy comes down to us. It's very natural. I give an example. Visualize the sun in the sky. We can easily visualize sun. As soon as we visualize it, we are connected to sun. and its heat, its energy, its light is started to coming towards us. This is a natural process. In psychology it is called energetic contact. So we don't ask for peace, we don't ask for might, we don't ask for anything from Baba, but we connect to ourselves. So practice to visualize Shiva Baba in soul world. You need not to sit down for this practice. You can do it in work, in solitude, while walking, talking. It can become very easy. We are walking here and visualizing there. His energy is coming down to me like a fountain, as you see in pictures. Again, for 3 minutes, red light. Visualize Shiva Baba in soul world. Only the great light, Gyan Surya, son of knowledge, son of might, almighty. Stabilize your intellect on him. Only Nirakar, incorporeal Baba. His vibrations, peace, purity and might are coming down to me, a fountain of God's energy on me. This practice is called seed stage, powerful yoga. Through this yoga, sins are burnt. This is most powerful stage. We receive the might from Almighty and we become Master Almighty. Practice of self-respect, most important thing. Baba taught all these things in last 50 years in his murlis, and I personally, not only that I noted them down, but immediately I brought them into my very good intense practices. So I got wonderful experience of Baba in my whole life. Yoga needs practice, practice, practice. Because at present, in this whole world, one subtle maya is working everywhere. Negative thoughts energy, impure thoughts energy, maya's energy. many, many people in this world, they are suffering from one thing. Too much thinking, fast speed of mind, uncontrolled speed of mind. We have to protect ourselves from this maya, from this negativity. It's most important. Otherwise, what will happen in near future? Not after many years. We all will see only after 2-3 years. Because of this fast thinking of mind, what happens by fast thinking? Mind is becoming weak, weaker day by day. And then, when we are negative, when we think too much, then negative energy from this universe, we attract that. Our mind, we can say it's like polluted, becomes very weak, it's suppressed, its purity, its might, its positivity, everything is just pressed down, and it will cause, it is causing depression and many psychiatric problems in this world nowadays. So we have to protect ourselves. You have to protect your family. You have to protect your children and yourself with this great disease of the world. In near future, entire world will suffer from this disease. And I can say openly, there is no medicine of psycho diseases in this world. No medicine. Only Raj Yoga, only positive thinking, only the practice of self-respect, only pure energy will become the healing energy for this world. So great yogi children of Baba, listen now carefully. You have to do this, a wonderful work for this entire world. Great yogi souls of Baba, they will spread pure energy in this whole world, and this pure energy will become healing energy, and this psychiatric disease, psycho problems will end. So you can do this wonderful service by sitting in your own room. I can see, these are Baba's words. 60 years before, Baba had spoken, a day will come when half population of this world will suffer from insomnia, sleeplessness. They won't be able to sleep at night because karmic account, bad karmic karmas will emerge in their brain. So brain will become hyperactive. And it will be very difficult to silence the mind, to silence the brain. So you have to prepare yourself for this great service of humanity. Would you do? Would you like to do it? It is going to happen. I don't like to say those things, but for your knowledge, for your awareness. In August 2018, WHO, I hope you know WHO, World Health Organization of America, they have declared that from 2020, depression will become a great and the biggest disease in this world. And we know on the basis of Baba's knowledge that everyone's karmic account will be settled, so people will suffer from these problems. But we all have to become spiritual doctors. I would say you all become a spiritual doctor without taking any fee from them, from your own room. So next practice of yoga, I would remind before coming to self-respect, Baba's words we listen in Sakar Mullis. The children who remember me 8 hours a day, they are my most cooperative souls. Those who give me the cooperation of purity, they help me for the transformation of this whole world. So purity and yoga practice. These two things are very important. They will play important role in the task of transformation of this world. And we must know. I give you example. One powerful practice Baba has taught. In your home, sit with this feeling, I am Master Gyan Surya. Do you know this word? Gyan Surya, son of knowledge, son of might. Baba is Gyan Surya. I am Master Gyan Surya. I would use this word now. Son of knowledge, sun in the sky. Son of knowledge, son of might. So when you practice Baba's words, when you practice that you are Master Gyan Surya, so from each part of your body, powerful energy spread out, and this energy destroy the germs of Maya from this world. You can create powerful vibrations at your place, at your job place, in your business place, in your home, in your family. So just if you remember it 5 times every day, sometime I am Master Gyan Surya, and sometime I am Master Almighty, and sometime I am supremely pure soul, or I am an angel of purity. Sit with this feeling just for one minute, and you will experience immediately that powerful vibrations are spreading in your whole house, in your family. They are going to all family members. So again, you can spare 10 minutes for yourself for 21 days, I would say. And you have to practice self-respect like this. You can note down 12 points of self-respect you like the most. My points may be different, your points may be different, they come always in Baba's Murli. But 12 powerful points, if you like to note down, I can speak them. Would you like? I am a great soul. First point. Second, I am Master Almighty. Third, I am the remover of obstacles, destroyer of the obstacles. Fourth, I am a victorious jewel. I am world benefactor. And the most fortunate soul. I am Master Gyan Surya. I am an angel of purity, or supremely pure soul. I I am the master of whole nature. If you like, I am worship worthy deity soul. I am worship worthy. I am an ancestor soul. And 12th one is, I am Bap Saman. You can add some more or you can, whatever you like. So how to practice? Very important thing, you take one paper, sit with diary at your home for 10 minutes, write down this first Swaman self-respect point. I am a great soul. Now what you have to do? You have to accept it. Let it go deep in your subconscious mind. Deep inside subconscious mind. It's true. Now, together with me, feel it. Accept it. It's true that I am great. God Himself has mentioned, O child, you are great. I had been in deity form for 2500 years. I am great soul. So let it go deep into your subconscious mind. And if you do it for 21 days, life will become great, thoughts will become great, karmas will become great. Or you can also do another approach, take one thought and bring it into your practice for 7 days, many times a day. One teacher came to me yesterday in Shantivan. She told that in her center, she did one good thing. She wrote 25 thoughts of self-respect and gave one to all students for a day and asked them that you have to repeat this thought 300 times every day. She said 300 times. I used to say 51 time or 108 time, but she asked everyone 300 time, you have to remember it. And experience of everyone was, 100 student in that center, Delhi center, that all became free from waste thoughts that day. Because we can understand the nature of our mind. Think deeply. Nature of my mind. Nature of mind is creating thoughts continually. So, if we don't give thoughts to our mind, it will create its own thoughts. Simple philosophy. Did you follow? If we don't create thoughts in our mind by his own self will create negative thought, waste thought, many, many thoughts. So, important and simple technique is, we have to give some thoughts to our mind and mind will accept them and many, many waste thoughts will end. You must know, psychologist did one survey many times, how many thoughts arise in one's mind in 24 hours. So in someone's mind, they found 50,000 thoughts per minute or per day. In others' mind, 60,000 thoughts per day. In someone's mind, 40,000 thoughts in 24 hours. In very few people's mind, 30,000 thoughts per day. And we can bring them to 1,000 thoughts per day only, or less than it. A yogi, with the practice of self-respect, can reduce this number of thoughts, can slow down the speed of thoughts. And then we can know, if our thoughts come down from 40,000 to 1,000, how powerful we become. Because our entire energy of mind is wasted in waste thoughts, in fast speed of mind. So it will happen automatically. If we practice self-respect, automatically speed of mind will go down. In normal state of mind, 25 thoughts are created per minute. We can reduce it to 20 to 15. I can say to you one secret, when we had been in golden age, speed of mind was 8 to 10 thoughts per minute. 8 to 10 thoughts per minute. Now it is 30 to 40, 45 thoughts per minute. So yogi can reduce it. If we practice seed stage, there are only 2-3 thoughts in our mind for some time. So we become most powerful. If you practice, I am an angel of purity, thoughts are reduced. We can stay in one thought for 1-3 minutes. I am an angel of purity. So let us do this practice for 2-3 minutes. Just accept, I am an angel of purity. I am double light angel. I am God's messenger angel on this earth. Soul is sitting in forehead, and my body became the body of light. I am an angel. From me, light and might are spreading out. In soul world, Shri Baba, O Son of Purity, visualize him. From him, pure vibrations, a fountain of pure vibrations is coming down to me, upon me. Enjoy this fountain. One another very interesting practice of self-respect. And this is also a very good, enjoyable, delightful practice of yoga. We will go to subtle world, will visualize Bap Dada, Brahma Baba is in his powerful angelic form, in his forehead, Sri Baba is sitting, his almighty Gyan Surya, his rays are coming to me, we are face to face, we are good friends. His vibrations are coming to me. He is giving me drashti. Very good practice every day. We have to receive drashti from him. And we all have to do one good thing in our life. Baba's words are, in every morning, receive drashti from Baba and give drashti to entire world. So we will take drashti from Baba and we'll create a vision that in front of us there is globe and we are giving drashti to globe, to whole world. So our vibrations will go to entire world. It will become a great service to this world. Our vibrations will spread everywhere. And one important thing, listen now. If we give vibrations to the world, our obstacles, our problems will finish automatically. Baba's words. So every day in your yoga practice, 15 minutes, give vibrations to whole world. I am an ancestor soul. I am the remover of sorrow, master remover of sorrow. I am receiving energy from Baba. And this energy is going to whole world. Sit in this good feeling. You can repeat this thought in 15 minutes. You can repeat it 15 times, then 10 times, then 5 times. You will enjoy it very much. So, now we will go to subtle world and Baba will remind us about our self-respect and we will give thanks to him every day, in morning or evening, any time in 24 hours. You all have to do this practice for 5-7 minutes. It will make yoga an enjoyable subject. Lot of happiness we will experience at that time from Baba, and we feel very close to Baba. He will give blessing to us and we will receive his blessings in every morning. If you start your yoga with this practice, then yoga will become very successful. Nothing will go waste. You will not feel sleepy feeling. I will come later to Amrit Vela now. Let us practice red light. So just in a second, feel yourself to be in subtle world, beyond the sky. Here is white light. Vibrations are full of delightfulness. see in front of you. Brahma Baba, in very divine angelic form, from each part, divine light is spreading out. He is my father. In his forehead, Almighty Shivaba. Visualize him. His rays of might are coming to me. We are face to face. Baba is giving me drashti. Baba applied tilak on my forehead and gave me blessing. May you be victorious over Maya. Accept it. May you be a successful person. May you be free from all problems. God's blessing to me. And he put his hand of blessing on my head. And feel that from his hand, golden divine light is spreading in whole of my body. My subtle body became very divine. Colorful, absolutely pure. And now he started to remind me, oh great child, you are a great soul in this world. You are not an ordinary human being. You are very great. You have come down. You are incarnated in this body to perform great deeds. I have given you all of my powers. You are most powerful person. You are Master Almighty. You are supremely pure soul. You are the angel of purity. Your pure vibrations are purifying this nature. You are most fortunate person in the world. You are a victorious soul. In every kalpa, you got victory over Maya. Maya is very weak. You are powerful. You are victorious. You are Raj Rishi, you are world benefactor. Your thoughts, your good wishes bring a transformation in this world. You are very great. Now give thanks from your true heart to Baba. Oh, sweet Baba, you gave me new life. You gave me happy life. You made me lighthouse and might house. You gave me many blessings. You gave me your might. You gave me your entire pure love. I am blessed. Millions and millions of thanks to you. You made me carefree king. You removed all sorrows and sufferings from my life. You gave me complete true knowledge. Darkness of my life finished. You gave me light. You became my Sadguru, brought the gift of heaven for me. You became the guest in my home, my sweet, great guest. Many, many thanks to you, Babaji. Smiling, giving drishti. And we are back. Om Shanti. There you can talk to Baba, chit chat. Make him your friend. Did you like it? It will make our mind full with his love, closeness to him. One very good practice we all have to do. I do it many times every day. Invoke Bap Dada. In your home, in your office, in your class, wherever you are, whenever you are in problems, just ask him, Baba, come down. Please help me. And Baba's words, beautiful words in Hindi, Baba is bound to help with you. He will definitely come down. and will give help. So whenever you are in problem, any problem, suppose natural calamities are taking place, heavy storms in the ocean, or any problem in your family, ask him, Baba, please come down. And once he is there in your home, his powerful energy will spread in your home and many problems will end. You have to bring it into your deep experience. By this practice, you can make your life full of the experience. Treasure of experience in your life will enter. Whenever you feel any task impossible or very difficult, just invite him to come down and things will become easy. Suppose terrorist came in your home with guns, immediately invite Baba and they will forget that they are terrorists. They will bow down in front of you. This is going to happen in future. It will happen everywhere in the world. So invoke him. Did you like to invoke him? Will you offer something to him when he come in your home? Or just come and go? He will become our guest. The great guest in your home. So you have to give some gift to him. You know, gifts are subtle. He doesn't need any physical thing. Subtle gift. You can talk to Baba. You are supremely pure. I am also pure soul. I am giving you the gift of my purity. Please accept it. Don't give him rubbish. That time has been passed. Good things. You have given me blessings. Ah, Baba, I will use this blessing for world service. You gave me love. I will distribute love to all souls. You make me free from Maya. I will make many persons free from Maya. My life is for you, Baba. Accept me. I share you one of my experience of 50 years back when I came to Baba, Brahma Baba, was here in Pandavan. It is very subtle. I was sitting in front of Baba, Brahma Baba in his room. One by one we are going to him. Our Didi teacher was giving our introduction to Baba and Baba was giving drashti and some blessings. And it was very good meeting for 7 minutes for everyone. So I was a student. I had no money. So I was just in my mind saying to Baba, Baba, I have nothing to give to you. An answer was coming in subtle form. I don't need your money, I need you. And I was excited. This was first and wonderful feeling for my life. So give some good gift to him. Did you follow what I want to say? And invoke Baba many times. Two good methods to give vibrations to the world. Two methods. And every day you can do these two practices of yoga. Just five minutes, two, three times. So your sakas, your vibrations will go to the world and return will be most beautiful. Return. If we give something to the world, 100 times more. I don't know what word you can use, will come back to us. 100 times more. One brother of Gyan Sarovar, he shared one of his experiences to me because I had some problem in my eyes, and I'm teaching many spiritual practices to all, how to heal body, brain, eyes. So I was sharing my experience to him, then he shared his experience that he got back pain. And then when he sat down in deep yoga, very good experience of yoga, mind became silent. So he created a thought that whosoever have back pain in the world, let them become free from back pain. Deep feeling. And he got wonderful experience. His back pain gone. So it was a good thing. I also learned from him. He's a very good soul here in Yan Sarovar. You see him here and there. So two methods of giving sakas, vibrations to the world. One is, all will do it. Sit on the globe. I'm an angel. I'm sitting on the globe. And invoke Almighty Baba. Almighty Shiva Baba, come down and became the canopy of protection over my head. And then feel, I'm Master Almighty and Almighty is here over my head. And His vibrations are coming to me, entering me and is spreading in whole world. Or, from Baba, powerful vibrations are coming down to me and is spreading in whole world. Powerful energy will spread, will go to the world. It will solve the problems of many. It will empower the mind of many. It will make many human beings free from fear. Problem of fear is increasing in this world nowadays. Second method, powerful method. The kalp tree is inverted kalp tree. Its seed, Shiva Baba, is in soul world. Its roots are up above and it is spreading downward. So feel that I'm an angel. Angel of purity, angel of might or remover of sorrow. And I am sitting up there in the roots of this kalp tree. I am ancestor. Pure vibrations are coming down to me from Baba and going to whole kalp tree. Feel that vibrations are going to each branch of kalp tree, to each religion. They will go to all religions, all souls of this world. Now last point, because time is running fast now. Topic is very big. We have to learn Raj Yoga in whole of our life. It is not the subject of one day. We have to learn. And our own experience will make it easy. Our own experience will become teacher for us. And Murli, in Baba's Avyakt Murli specifically, many subtle practices of yoga comes there. So, when you wake up in the morning, charge your mind. In first 3 minutes, when our subconscious mind is fully active, give some powerful thoughts to your subconscious mind. First thought, Baba, you gave me everything. Many, many thanks to you. 3 times. And just, I would say, such feeling you have, must have, that mind is dancing now. Baba, you gave me everything in my life. So brain will become fresh, charged, active. Because in Amratvela, normally, everyone's brain is like sleeping. We were sleeping for 5 hours, 6 hours. So brain is very silent, not active. We have to activate it. So create such thought. Baba, good morning. And feel that His hand of blessing came on my head. Baba, you made me most fortunate person in the world. I am the most fortunate soul. I am very happy person. I am the richest in the world, richest in the kalpa. Three times, mind will become charged. I am a successful person. I am Master Almighty. You gave me everything. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Then you can enjoy good yoga. For Amratvela, you can divide it into 5 parts. You have to do at least 5 practices of yoga every morning of Amratvela. Practice of soul consciousness, practice of self-respect, going in subtle world, sitting with Baba in soul world, or receiving His energy, or giving sakas to the world. Sit at that time with a certain aim in keeping in your mind. If you just sit, I have to remember Baba, then if in 1, 2, 3 minutes you will feel sleepy. And Baba will be looking from there, oh, my great children are sleeping. Keep some thought, powerful thoughts. And it will be better if you make a plan for tomorrow's Amratvela in 2 days night before going to bed. Then Amratvela will become a blessing. So now we have 12 minutes, red light, and we will practice powerful yoga and let powerful vibrations from this soul spread in whole world. Baba used to teach one thing, just last point, that if many souls sit in one thought, in one practice, most powerful energy will go to whole world. So we all here will give powerful vibrations. Sit in your forehead. I'm the king of self, supremely pure soul. Master Almighty, God's dear soul, from each part of my body, powerful vibrations are going out and creating a powerful aura around me. Feel yourself inside this powerful aura. Big aura. I left this body, and together with this aura around me, I am going to Baba. Just Baba is pulling me in soul world with this powerful attraction. I am flying up, reach to Baba. Shiv Baba, incorporeal. His aura is unlimited. I am also with my powerful aura with him. His energy is entering me. Now I am coming back in my body. I am in forehead and from Baba. Vibrations of purity are coming down to me. So I am sitting under the fountain of purity. I am Master Almighty. From Almighty Shiva Baba, rays of might are coming down to me. I am sitting on the globe, on the top of the globe. I am world benefactor. I am the remover of sorrow. Invoke Baba Dada, Shiva Baba only, O Almighty Baba, please come down and become the canopy of protection over my head. Visualize now, Almighty Shiva Baba is coming down His powerful rage is spreading everywhere. He is coming down. Coming down. Came over my head. His rays are spreading in whole world. My rays are spreading in whole world. We both are giving vibrations to the world. Sitting in the roots of Kalp tree, I am an ancestor soul. From Baba, the ocean of purity, pure vibration are coming to me, and from me they are spreading in whole Kalp tree.